What is up, everybody? This is Teriyaki, and happy Teriyaki Tuesday. Right now, I'm in Okinawa recording this thing. I'm on a small vacation. I needed to escape from the reality for a good second. And this week, we have a guest, and the guest is from Sophia University, and we're talking about liberal arts education. So I hope you guys enjoy, and if anything crazy happens while I'm on this trip, I'll talk about it in the podcast. So enjoy. This week, we're talking about liberal arts education, and I was looking for a guest, and I found one person, and here we have the guest. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, okay. First of all, thanks for having me here. I very appreciate this opportunity. And yeah, my name, or should I say my name?
If you want to say it, yeah, it's okay.
Oh yeah, well, my name is Mikado Sugawa.
You say your full name!
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm currently going to Sophia University. My faculty is called the Faculty of Liberal Arts. I'm sorry, I'm dying. My brain's currently dying because, I was walking all day long. So I'm sorry for my voice, but I love English and I love liberal arts.
Well, so today we're going to talk a lot about liberal arts because this is actually a topic that has been really interesting to me, at least. And I've considered studying liberal arts in college, but then I decided not to. And I really wanted to ask you why you chose Sophia FLA, Faculty of Liberal Arts. Specifically at Sophia, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, let me ask you this. What are you going to major in? Like, what's your major?
I'm going to major in psychology.
Psychology? Wow, that's an interesting subject. You know, I'm also interested in psychology, but I don't think I'm going to be able to major in that subject because we don't have that kind of subject
in my faculty.
But
wait, so
yeah,
at Sophia, how does it work?
Well, so when it comes to FRA, which stands for Faculty of Liberal Arts, there are three majors that you can pick. One is IBE, which stands for International Business Economics, and the other is Sociology. And
sociology.
Yeah, then other, well, there are three, and the third one, I forgot the specific term for it, but I guess you'll be able to study, like, you know, the literature or history, so, stuff like that.
Arts, like, humanities.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. But, there are some tests, and I'm going to need to pass these tests in order to pick the major that I want. And, yeah, I want to major in IBE, International Business Economics, because I'm interested in business. Or, you know, their stuff like that. So then in order to major in that, in order to pick the major, you actually have to learn a lot of things, like, you know, from broader perspectives, right? So it's not like you're gonna study one specific thing in depth. So you have to actually study a lot of things, but not really like in detail, right? Not really like in depth. So I guess that's the major difference between my faculty and other faculties at Sophia. I don't know about other universities. The interesting thing I found is that all universities actually, regardless of the country or the, you know, the region, actually freshman year students learn a lot of things. Almost like liberal arts, right? Regardless of the subject or, you know, the major they picked. To be honest, I haven't really experienced the concept of liberal arts yet.
Okay. We'll get into that in a later episode. But I have this question that I've been wanting to ask.
Right.
So you go to Sophia, and Sophia University is obviously one of the most prestigious private universities in Japan. And I really wanted to ask you, like, how you got into Sophia and why you decided that, you know, you wanted to go to Sophia.
I wanted to go to Seals?
Waseda
University, but yeah. I got rejected. unfortunately. Yeah, I ended up with going to Sofia. How did I get into the Sofia? It's gonna be a really difficult question because
Did you take SAT?
I didn't take SAT. I actually went there. Actually, I got into the university as a Kobo
Oh,
CSEN.
okay.
So I wasn't very required to take SAT or other kinds of exams. I already needed to take entrance exam at the Sofia University, and that's it. I also had main set interview
Yeah.
at Sofia, and it was very interesting. I mean, Sofia University's interviews are known as like very strict interview,
Okay.
so which is known as, I don't know, in Japanese it would be appaku mensetsu, I believe.
Wait, you
So,
think it was appakumetsu?
well, that's my teacher told. My teacher
Oh,
said
okay.
that it's gonna be appaku mensetsu, and you're gonna need to be careful of that. But as it turned out, the interview was pretty friendly. Actually, it was like the most friendly interview that I have ever taken. So, it was almost like a conversation between friends. And I was talking about my experience, not only the experience that I had in Canada, but experience that I had in my life so far. Yeah, I think that experience was pretty interesting to them, to the interviewees. So that's the reason, well, in my opinion, that's the reason why I could get into the university.
Okay. What is the reason that you chose liberal arts for university? Like, there's other majors and, many things that you can major in, but you chose liberal arts, and I wanted to ask you why.
Yeah, well, first of all, business, like there's a major called business, right? And business, I guess, known as go-to major if you don't have,
Business majors are so popular that, many people take it, right? So
Right, yeah,
it's
exactly.
like,
So,
yeah, it's just popular.
and liberal arts is almost like, well, it's almost same as business, I'd say. Well, I don't know. The only difference is that you're gonna need to study a lot of things like in your whole career, in your whole academic career. So, that's gonna be the only difference between liberal arts and business. And yeah, the reason why I decided to go to the liberal arts universities is that I didn't really have the thing that I wanted to study in university, but I needed to go to the university in order to get a decent job, right?
Typical Japanese
Yeah,
person,
typical Japanese
right?
person. Yeah, exactly. Well, I wasn't really like typical Japanese person, but my parents kind of forced me to go there. I mean, not necessarily Sofia University,
But like,
but
parents have a lot of expectations in their
right.
children, and they want them to be successful, and they want them to, at least go to
In
college,
exactly,
right?
exactly. So, yeah, I was one of them. I was kind of victim. Yeah, that's why I decided to do, decided to go to liberal arts university because I didn't have the thing that I wanted to study, but at the same time, I needed to go to university anyway. So.
So, in Japan, I think liberal arts education is getting popular and trendy. I mean,
Yeah.
there are, some universities that are really famous for their liberal arts education, like ICU,
Yeah,
AIU,
exactly.
APU, Sophia FLA, and, Waseda SILS. Those are probably the most famous ones that I can just list off. But there are other schools that are offering programs in liberal arts education.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like it's used to like brand the school and promote it so that people would come. Like it's a new thing, it's a cool thing. So people just like sort of get onto it. And the program itself might not be that beneficial.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. First of all, liberal arts itself is not that new thing. Actually, it's a pretty old thing.
It is, but
Yeah.
like other schools, they recently started offering courses in liberal arts, and it
Right,
just
right.
sounds like, I don't know, like what about the content?
Yeah, for example, well, let's say this university called Aoyama Gakuin, right? And they offer liberal arts education too. And I actually I was trying to get into university and I took the entrance exam, but I got rejected. I got accepted. There are two exams actually to get into the university. You have to pass the two exams. And the first, I got accepted for the first exam. And I went to the university and I took the entrance exam. And I didn't do very well at the interview. And yeah, I got rejected. Actually, well, you know, I needed to speak Japanese in the interview.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that I already need to speak English. So my brain was completely English brain. And, well, then professor suddenly said something in Japanese, but I couldn't understand it.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, it was just horrible. In hindsight, I should have, like, prepared enough so that I can, you know, adapt to their, you know, every kind of circumstance. So, but I didn't really prepare enough and I got rejected. So, yeah, that's just my story. But yeah, as you mentioned, there are so many universities these days offer liberal arts education, or you know, the kind of concept, right?
What's upsetting is that I don't think they're offering the quality education, but they're charging so much for the tuition. And I don't know why it got that way. I mean, you know, the schools that offer liberal arts education is mostly private, except AIU, Akita International University. But I was just thinking, like, why did it get so expensive?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess liberal arts education is pretty popular among Japanese universities because many people are like me, right? They don't really have things to study, but they still need to go to university. So,
honestly, yeah. You know, ICU has this like major and double major and major and minor system, right?
Yeah, well, ICU is pretty interesting university because
yes, and
they're more like that, scientific, right?
So there's like two divisions, so natural science and social science division.
Yeah,
and I think most people go for social sciences. I'm not sure, but that's the school I tried to get into, but then I didn't. But then I was thinking, like, when I applied for ICU, I thought like liberal arts was the way to go because I was like, I can learn so many things in different, so many different fields, and but then I can still do a major, so I can be sort of, you know, I can have knowledge in the specific field, but also, you know, have general knowledge in many fields. But then after that, I was like, I'm going to university for 4 years, and what do I get out of that? Am I going to get a liberal arts degree? What is that?
Yeah.
I was like, so I studied for 4 years, but all I get is like, hey, I know a lot of things about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was weird, and I was like, I'm really interested in psychology, and I want... I guess I wanted a degree in psychology.
Yeah, well...
But then ICU didn't really offer that. And then I was also thinking about doing a master's as well. And ICU actually did have a courses in psychology for the master's. But then the degree I would get is the one in education. So I was like, I want a degree in psychology, not education. So that's why, you know... In hindsight, I was like, maybe it's good that I didn't get into ICU. But at the time, I thought, you know, this is perfect. But then, you know, now that I think about it, maybe liberal arts is like not that great or not as great as I thought it was.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wish I could think it that way.
So I mean, I don't want to make you feel bad because I feel like you're doing a great thing.
Well, you know, well, actually, you know, I don't really regret that I decided to go to Sophia University. Sophia University is a great school and people are nice over there. But
people are nice over there.
Yeah, people are nice over there. Well, except professors. I mean, almost all of my professors hate me. So
why?
Because I don't really participate in the school.
That's why.
Classes. So that's why. Well, except French class, and my French class is my favorite. So, yeah.
Do you think it's worth it though? Like, do you think it's worth it to study liberal arts?
No, not really.
Oh my god!
to be honest, not really.
Well, why? Can you elaborate?
Well, first of all, right? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say this. First of all, if you don't have something that you want, that you really want to study, or that you don't have passionate about, you shouldn't go to university in the first place.
Okay, so, very good point.
Yeah, and it's just actually waste of money or time. Well, you know, if you want to get, you know, certain job, like a decent job, like 9-to-5 job, right? And you can live by being an employee for the rest of your life.
But here's the thing,
yeah.
So when you go to school in Japan, it's more likely that you will have a job at a Japanese company. And that means that what you study for the bachelor's doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
Having a job for the first time. So it doesn't quite matter like what you do for the bachelor's. So I guess that's also why liberal arts got popular.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think that's one of the obvious advantages of studying liberal arts, because you will be able to study a lot of things in the major, right? So so for example, I don't know, I can't come up with a good example, but, well, let's say you are required to search about cows.
Yeah.
In your company.
Uh-huh.
Well, usually in university they don't offer studies about cows, right? Unless you're taking like biology or
agriculture.
Yeah, yeah, something
farming,
like that.
Farming, yeah.
But if you took liberal arts, you can actually apply the knowledge to that job. So that's going to be the advantage of studying liberal arts. But that being said, you can actually Google it and, you know, find the information you need, like, in an instant these days. So you don't really need liberal arts to, you know, in my opinion. You just need Google, and you just need to Google it. And these days, you can actually have a lot of information from the internet, and you can actually learn lots of things from it. So, I mean, I wish I didn't take entrance exam in the first place.
Oh my god. Okay, so the thing is, I have very conflicted ideas for liberal arts. I mean, when you think about it, like, initially how it started is that, you know, by taking liberal arts, people can strengthen their critical thinking and, you know, writing abilities, and basically by studying liberal arts, people can become a better person.
Yeah.
And that's how it initially started. But I feel like that purpose is getting lost these days, at least in Japan.
Yeah, well, I agree. But I just wanted to say that you can actually have critical thinking by studying liberal arts.
Yes, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, I don't know about other universities, but at Sophia University, actually, you can enhance your critical thinking skill very well. Well, I can actually feel it right now.
What so. I think is, if people are planning to the masters, I think they should study the liberal arts for the bachelor's, and then after that, like, after they have the general knowledge and, like, you know, developed their critical thinking skills and writing skills, they can actually do very well in the master's, or at least that's what I feel like.
Yeah, right? Well, exactly.
But
yeah,
just taking the liberal arts for the bachelor's and, you know, stopping their education, I don't know how that can really benefit people.
Yeah, actually, liberal arts doesn't really benefit people, but benefits society.
okay.
Yeah, that's what I read from the internet and and other books. So universities, the main purpose of universities is actually benefiting society, by using their knowledge. So then this is not my opinion, but according to some books, liberal arts is the most practical and actionable subject that can, I don't know, fulfill the obligation. I mean, obligation for the university, obligation of the university, right? Which is to benefit the society by using their knowledge. So, yeah. Well, what I wanted to say is that liberal arts is, I believe, very practical subject. You know, compared to other subjects like what it say literature. I'm so sorry.
If you say practical, probably yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that I want to mention is that when it comes to literature, I'm so sorry. No offense, but I hate literature so much. Like I
okay, hate that's your personal opinion, though.
Yeah, this is just totally my personal opinion. But yeah, I hate literature from the bottom of my heart.
It with passion.
Yeah, I'm writing literature right now. Actually, I'm kind of being forced to run literature because it's one of their, compulsory subjects. So you have to actually learn literature when you go to Sophia University, Faculty of Liberal Arts. So this is just horrible. Well, There's another thing I wanted to mention. Well, for people who want to go to Sophia University or who are interested in Faculty of Liberal Arts, you're gonna have a lot of homework, lot. You know, Faculty of Liberal Arts is known as like the one that will give you a lot of homework.
Yeah.
So.
Which is understandable, actually. You're trying to learn something from, multiple different fields. So that means you're going to learn things in a really broad way, but also in a large scale, right?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. I only got homework from one subject, so...
Okay, here's another question. So in most schools, that offer liberal arts programs, they're usually offered in English, right?
Yeah, well, which is pretty interesting, yes.
And I never really understood why. I mean, would people come if the classes were not offered in English?
I don't know. I mean, English is what language, so English language itself is pretty practical. And liberal arts is pretty actionable, pretty practical. So practical, and more practical. I don't know. Well, maybe.
Again.
The fact that most Japanese people don't really speak English is also another reason. I believe universities in Japan want their students to be able to speak English fluently, or at least to a certain extent, so that they can use their English when they got when they start working for some companies or maybe self-employed, something like
that. I just thought about it right now, but this is such a tragic that even though there are some people who want to study liberal arts because of their like living situations, there are obviously people who weren't able to take English classes or study abroad, whereas most people that are doing liberal arts in prestigious university, they've at least studied abroad or lived abroad, so they can speak English, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And those people are more likely to be well off, right? But then I was just thinking, like, what are the people who, want to study English but, like, never really had the opportunity, but then they can't go to the private school because of the financial situations or, their past upbringings?
Yeah.
I just, like, most liberal arts universities, they have, like, they're diverse, but not very diverse, if that makes sense. Like,
exactly. Yeah. I totally agree.
There are people that are coming from different backgrounds in a sense of, like, people from different places or people that lived in different places, but not people from, like, different, specifically financial situations, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have to agree with that. Actually, most of the students in my faculty are Lebanese, or maybe like half or quarter people. So, you know, they can speak English. They're almost like native English speakers. But I don't know. Well, as you mentioned, there's no person who is financially unstable in my faculty, or financially
like troubling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, except me. I mean, I'm poor as hell right now. I don't even have a chair or bed right now, so I'm gonna need to buy it. Yeah.
That's one thing I noticed when I was applying to ICU. I was like, I'm going to be around people who have similar experiences, because those schools want people who have lived abroad and who speak English. And that means, you know, they've probably gone through similar things that I've done, right? And I also have one thing that's really upsetting, and it's not just liberal arts colleges, but just universities in general in Japan. The returnees are, how do I say it? Like, if you lived abroad for a few years and if you have the title of a returnee, you're going to have much easier time than students that have spent their entire life in Japan. And I never understood why. Like, I've seen people who haven't really been studying as hard, but then they still get into schools that are so-called prestigious, and I just don't understand. Like, just because they speak English doesn't really mean they're smart. And in fact, maybe I could speak English better than they do, but then I somehow didn't get in because of whatever reasons. I don't know, maybe I'm just like being overconfident, but when I applied for ICU, like, I'm pretty sure I was at least the same level or better when it comes to English.
Yeah, most universities require diversity, right? As you mentioned. Well, not technically diversity, but they require like multiple backgrounds, or, you know, the variety of different backgrounds. So I believe, as I mentioned earlier, I believe one of the reasons why I got into this university is my experience, you know, not my English skill. Yeah. Because my English skill is actually pretty horrible. You know,
I mean, come on, can I just say this? Like, I think it's so unfair that universities just assume that returnees are better at English than most Japanese people or students that have only lived in Japan, because that is not true.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, but there's still a chance for people who only lived in Japan and, you know, lived in Japan for their entire life. For example, me, well, I was living in Canada for 1 year.
Yeah.
But I'm still not Lebanese. I didn't really have opportunity to speak native English speakers daily. Because, you know, obviously all of my friends, parents, relatives are all Japanese. So, but they still have opportunity. Actually, there are some students in my faculty, freshman year students. Some of my friends are still, they're not Lebanese.
Yeah.
But they got into universities because they studied hard. They have unique background. You know, they got cool or sometimes tragic experience in Japan.
Here's the thing. So when I was writing essays for ICU, I was reading the essays that other people wrote. And I was like mind blown, because the stuff they were writing are all similar. Like, you know, they're saying things like, okay, so I've lived in this country for how many years and I have this experience, and that's what everyone says.
Oh, I see.
And I was like, so what makes it really stand out when everyone else pretty much has a similar experience? Like, I lived in Canada for 1 year and it means nothing. Like, because other people have, like, you know, maybe they lived in Asia for 5 years. Maybe they lived in India for 8 years. I don't know. Yeah. And I was like, how am I supposed to compete in those situations? Like, I have stories that I want to tell, but even if I did, like, it's not as striking as people who lived in India for 8 years. Like, if you live in a different country for a longer term, it means that you're going to have a different experience than you would in Japan.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a matter of luck, right?
Yeah.
You know, for example, myself, I was living in the car with my parents for 1 month and a half.
Yeah.
So that's going to be like the super unique experience compared to other people. Well, you know, I was not, you know, well, the reason was that, like, we weren't that poor. we were not poor, like... We are not so poor that we are forced to live in car.
Yeah,
with five people. But actually, there was an earthquake, right, 2011. I was living in Miyagi Prefecture, so...
Okay.
My house was got annihilated. Actually, we lost our roof. So, we didn't have electricity, gas, water, or, you know, everything. We didn't really have food. We didn't have any food whatsoever for first week. So I was eating senbei, which is like cookie, Japanese traditional cookie, for biscuits. 2 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was
actually a horrible experience. And I still remember exactly what I said and what I ate on that day. So yeah, that's going to be a pretty unique experience. But I think the one that makes me pretty unique is the one that I had in Hiroshima Prefecture. I was living in Hiroshima Prefecture when I was in elementary school and middle school. And when I was in the sixth grade, actually there was a landslide. You can actually Google Hiroshima landslide, and there's a big, like, massive landslide in Hiroshima. It was August. And yeah, it happened in my neighborhood. So yeah, which was pretty tragic, because whole town got annihilated by dirt or mountain, you know, or rain or whatever, or maybe some sort of thing. So that was also a tragic experience. And these two experiences really make me super unique compared to other students. Because like you said, other students were living in other countries and they got also unique experiences. But me, I got unique experience in Japan. And I believe that's the reason why
probably, I could get into university. Probably, yeah, that would sound like it. But then I'm thinking, like, experience is, like, sometimes you can, like, go out and get the experience, but, like, sometimes it just happens to you, like, you know, it happened to you.
Yeah.
But then it's also, like, is it really about the experience that they get, or is it the thoughts that they get from that experience? Because people can pretty much, like, get experience anytime. Like, hey, I'm gonna go on a road trip to Hokkaido and spend a month there, and maybe I'll have some cool experiences to talk about.
Yeah, when it comes to Sophia University, it's just experience, not thoughts or something. Not like the new perspective you get from the experience. So you just kind of need to experience something in order to get into university. So
and speak English.
Yeah, and be able to speak English to a certain extent. I was super nervous at the time when I was taking the interview. I mean,
come on, compared to most people in Japan, you're on the good side.
Well, yeah, but when I was taking the interview though, I was super nervous and I couldn't really speak something. I couldn't really speak any language at all at the time. So I couldn't even breathe.
I think they understand, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so there's actually one story that I've heard from my teacher. He used to teach at one of those Japanese universities that were pretty famous. I'm not going to say which, because it could be a pretty big issue if I name it.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, you know how a lot of people say that it is so easy to graduate from universities in Japan. And now, I know that's a big statement, like, universities in Japan, like, there's, you know, there's so many of them. So, which one are you talking about, right? But then, that's what people say. So, in general, it's easier to graduate from a Japanese university than a university abroad. And I heard a story that, so when you go to university and you don't show up to class and you're almost failing that class, you go to your professor and say, ask, what can I do about it? I don't want to fail. I have to pass this class. The professor will tell you to write a report on whatever topic it is. You write something, it doesn't matter how well it's done, you'll get at least a C for that.
Oh. So
that's an extra report that wasn't part of the curriculum, but because you were almost failing, the professor tells you to write a report and you'll get a C. And that's apparently how this university works, and this university is pretty famous.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
No, it's not cool. It's not okay. That's what makes, like, that's making the university education cheap.
Yeah, well, I agree, but I think that's very cool because I don't want to fail
don't want to fail, maybe how about, you know, at least try to show up to a class.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when I was hearing that, I was like, I didn't know that was even possible. I mean, how?
Yeah, well, you know, it really depends on the situation. For example, me, I have something that I'm passionate about right now, which is stock trading.
Oh my god, so, I thought you were going to say gym.
No, I like gym. Actually, I went gym 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday. So, yeah, and I think I'm going to go there again, like, after this interview.
Yeah, interview. So, sure.
Interview, yeah. Well, but, yeah, I'm so passionate about it. So, I don't really have time to spend for my university classes. And I want to spend most of my time for studying stock trading.
And I think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah,
well, like, at least you're doing something else, like, not just hanging around.
Exactly. Yeah. And and I'm also trying to start a new business. Yeah, for myself. Yeah. And I'm thinking to tutoring something, like, you know, tutoring a business is called. So, I'm trying to tutor Japanese, you know, people who want to learn Japanese. So it's going to be like foreign students who want to study Japanese.
Thank God.
Yeah. Cause, I don't know. I want to teach university students, mm-hmm. not like high school students,
yeah,
because
yeah.
university students tend to have more money because they have, you know, part-time job. Still,
you
though,
think?
Still.
I mean, I feel like most high school yeah. students' parents pay for it, but as far as I know, most university students are broke.
Yeah, most university students are broke, but most high school, well, like you say, their parents are going to pay for
yeah,
the tuition.
Yeah.
But their parents are going to see my resume or, you know, who I am.
You,
right?
You're sketchy.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to trust you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
So, but whereas university students, I think they're not that critical yet.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not that adult yet.
Okay.
So,
that's good.
Yeah, I can take advantage of that.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, that's a good thing. You know, try to make some money.
Yeah. I'm trying to make like 3K or 4K a month.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, that's my
yes.
goal.
Commercial. International Tutoring Club is a program that teaches students around the world and helps them develop their English skills. We're sistering up with Historia for All, which is a student-led nonprofit organization that aims to bring ethnic studies education to elementary school students in California. All of our tutors are fluent American tutors, and we offer free EFL 30-minute classes online. Our tutors can teach students from different levels, and we focus on conversation and pronunciation. Sign up from a link on our Instagram, that is at sbhs.international.english. We're also looking for 2 student outreaches from Japan. There's no language requirement needed for this position, and it is a good opportunity. If you're interested, DM us or Teriyaki.
You know, I was trying to get into AIU as well.
I wanted to go to AIU, but then I stopped thinking about it because they make me study English for the first 1 year. I was like, that's ridiculous. I'm done studying English.
Yeah. Well, I thought it's going to be very easy because, we just need to study English and spend
a lot of time. I mean, that's a waste of time, though. I mean, yeah, I don't want to, exactly. Like, I'm sure, I don't know what they're doing there, but I'm sure it's good. But I was like, I want to do something with English, not study English.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, going to university itself is a waste of time, so.
I mean, yeah. Coming from you, a future entrepreneur.
Yeah, I am the future entrepreneur. Thank you. Well, yeah, actually, you know, well, as you imagine, I think you can kind of fear it, but I don't want to be employee, right? I don't want to work for somebody else.
You don't
want
to be employed. Okay.
Yeah. I want to be self-employed. So,
Which I am, by the way.
Oh, you're serious? So yeah. you're gonna be entrepreneur as well.
Technically, I am self-employed right now. However.
Oh, really?
It doesn't sound, I mean, it's not as cool as it sounds, okay? My living situation isn't that good.
What do you do for a living, though?
I teach English.
Oh, you teach English.
Yeah, I teach English, and I'm technically self-employed. It's not like I'm making a business, though, you know.
Wow, that's cool. That's what I'm trying to do. I mean,
well, you're trying to build a business. That's a different thing.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to kind of have a company or something, but what I'm trying to do is that I have some friends. I have some foreign friends. Who really want to study Japanese or who want to enhance their Japanese skills so I can teach them. And then what I'm going to ask them is that if they can introduce me to their friends so that I can, you know.
Connect,
I can broaden my community.
Broaden your connections.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's how I make money, so.
I see. All right, so I guess this is it for this week's episode. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you very much.
It was really fun, actually. I would love to talk about liberal arts more in, I don't know, further episodes. So if you would like to come, please come.
Oh, yes, absolutely, I will.
Yeah, would you like to promote anything?
No.
No, are you sure?
Yeah, because I haven't started visions yet.
I wish I did, but
not yet. So.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, you're welcome.
So, let me promote my thing. My Instagram is TCN Podcast. My Twitter is @teriyaki_English. Please subscribe, leave a comment, let me know what you thought about this episode. DM me, and I hope to see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.